I mean, if just imagine, what does it take for a man whose four daughters have died to write a song like that, to say, it is well with my soul? The only answer is God, isn't it? It's Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit, isn't it? Yeah. Amazing, isn't it? Do you think it's amazing?
Yeah.
Well, I do. I do. Yeah. So, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission was a court-like restorative justice body assembled in South Africa in 1996 after the end of apartheid. Authorised by Nelson Mandela and chaired by Desmond Tutu, the commission invited witnesses who were identified as victims of gross human rights violations to give statements about their experiences and selected some for public hearings. You might remember those hearings. Perpetrators of violence could also give testimony and request amnesty from both civil and criminal prosecution. The commission was empowered to grant amnesty to those who committed abuses during the apartheid era, as long as the crimes were politically motivated, proportionate, and there was full disclosure by the person seeking amnesty. To avoid victors' justice, no side was exempt from appearing before the commission. The Commission heard reports of human rights violations and considered amnesty applications from all sides, from the apartheid state to the liberation forces, including the African National Congress. There are varying views on the long-term effectiveness of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. But there is no doubt how brave it was for Nelson Mandela and Desmond Tutu to offer this process of restorative justice for the victims and perpetrators of human rights violations over the decades. For as Peter says in our reading today, finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil for evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. It is so interesting that Peter says, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. It just doesn't seem to be part of human nature to repay evil with blessing. When we are treated badly by anyone, there seems to be almost a right within us as human beings to get our own back, or at least feel sorry for ourselves. Many of us will have heard about the Archbishop of Canterbury's special envoy, Terry Waite. I think I am safe with those in front of me to mention that name, that you will remember Terry Waite, yeah? Do we all remember Terry Waite, yeah? Who spent 4 years in captivity in Lebanon, most of the time in solitary confinement. Now, I have recently finished his biography called Taken on Trust, that I tried to read in the mid-1990s, but I didn't get very far. I didn't get further than page 50, because it just didn't engage me, this book. But somehow I felt prompted recently to reread the book. Something got me, and I've read it right to the end. I found it absolutely gripping, which I think says something about sometimes where we are in life, we're not always ready for something that we're going to read, and we appreciate it later on in life. After Terry is taken hostage, he decides to make three resolutions to get himself through the ordeal. They were that he would have no regrets, no false sentimentality, and no self-pity. And these resolutions really did get him through to 1,763 days in captivity. And here is just a little taste of how he holds on during one of the lowest points in his captivity. These are the words from Terry Waite. Despair grips me when I wake from a fitful sleep and it is dark. Yesterday I could lie on my mattress and see the light gradually grow stronger until the room was warmed by the sun. And now the metal sheets allow virtually no light to enter. One small beam reminds me of what I have enjoyed for the last few days. It is hard to fight despair, particularly as I feel physically weak. Months without exercise have brought me low, and the problem with my lungs is a constant trial. I continue to cough, but the combination of fresh air and psychological well-being acquired from living with natural light did wonders for me. I can only hope and pray that I won't sink again into the agony of not being able to breathe properly. I turn on my mattress and face the wall, pulling the blanket around my shoulders and huddling into a fetal position. A battle rages within me and affects every part of me, mind, body, and soul. It is the classic conflict between light and darkness, life and death. I continue to pray each day, but I know that I'm not going to be given a palliative. This battle, which threatens me with total physical and psychological collapse, has to be fought by me as I am. There will be no favours, no special benefits, no allowances made. If I can draw any strength from outside myself, it will be from contemplating the crucifixion of Jesus. But I am wary of that. I don't want to make a ridiculous, false comparison which would give me an overinflated opinion of myself and my limited sufferings. I find I cannot stop thinking of myself and my own survival. If this continues, I will be quite impossible to live with should I ever have human company again. This happens sort of towards the end of the book, or towards the end of his captivity, and I think within a few months, he realizes that there are four hostages, English-speaking hostages, in the room next to him. And he ends up communicating with one of them just by sort of Morse code tapping on the wall. And then he ultimately gets placed in the room with the other four hostages towards the end of his captivity. But I don't know, maybe one or two others have read this book over the years, but it is... It really is quite something to read, actually, and very humbling, and very just makes you appreciate what we have, the freedoms that we have. At no point does Terry ever want to repay his captors for what they have done to him. Terry behaves with utmost dignity when he is treated quite badly by his captors on a number of occasions. And one might ask the question, where was the blessing for Terry in his captivity? Well, I don't know the answer. Was it his eventual release? But that is the promise in our Bible reading this afternoon. Repay evil with blessing, because this is what you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For Terry Waite, at his most desperate moment, the only way he can get through is to contemplate Jesus Christ on the cross. Even then, he does not dare come close to making too close a comparison with Jesus' suffering. What incredible humility. We can only repay evil with blessing if we know who is the giver of the blessing. The giver of the blessing is Jesus, and the experience of his forgiveness for each and every one of us, it makes us humble, compassionate, loving, sympathetic, and like-minded. I'll finish with these words from verses 10 to 12 in our reading. Just let these words just penetrate your hearts. Whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Amen.